are you today?
I'm kind of in a bad spot. I'm over by Table Rock.
I'm on Reedville, or what becomes Reedville Road when you cross the Spartanburg County line here between Greenville and Spartanburg, and headed back over. I left Simpsonville from a meeting I had at 12, so. And I'm headed back home. How you doing, my friend?
You still doing those home inspection things?
Oh, noisy truck went by. What'd you say?
Inspection things.
I gotta do the work sometime. And all. But I've survived open heart surgery, so I think I'm doing pretty good.
She had open heart surgery. Well, I know Tom in their TR, he's supposed to be doing a triple bypass, I think.
That I went in for a double, and they ended up doing a triple on me on the 29th of May. And I'm just a little over 7 weeks of out of surgery.
I hear that you're still kicking.
I'm getting stronger. My kick is getting a little bit higher. And, of course, I'm breathing better and everything else and all. But, yeah. I'm coming along and everything else, but gradually increasing my driving distances a little bit at a time. So they let me start driving about 2 weeks ago, but and now I've started my cardio rehab every Tuesday and Thursday. So, you know, things to keep me busy and not let me get too overly active with lifting things and all. Still in a no-lift time zone, you know.
So I'm gonna go ahead and sign with you because I'm going downhill now, and I'm gonna be losing the repeater here. KJ4CT, it's good hearing you.
Okay, well, I'm hearing you. I'm over here on what's now Reedville Road, coming up on the big town of Reedville here in a few minutes, and so I'm still hearing you pretty good and everything else. Going by where these guys are mowing some heavy grass over here on the side of this development, they're cleaning up.
That's the hole by Kiewit.
And anyway, you be careful out there, and I'll be sitting here listening, and got the radio on to see if anybody else is out there. You take it easy, and all right, we'll talk to you later. W2T Mobile.
W2T, KR4,
KR4, go ahead.
Care for Echo Tango Whiskey. Kilo Romeo Echo Tango Whiskey.
Whiskey, all right. Name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango. My call is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, and I'm headed back into the Spartanburg County area. Over.
Okay, Mr. Chuck, I'm over at Grill HT. Just trying to see if I can reach you over there.
Ain't noise on you, but that's typical of HTs, and I'm in the car moving, so. Getting ready to junction with Highway 101 over here where this road crosses that, so I'm close to Greer, not far from you.
I know about where you're at. I'm over off 29 in Greer. Just heard you on there talking to the other gentleman, and I thought I'd see if I'd make the trip.
Well, you're doing a fine job. You're doing a fine job, and all. I haven't been on here very much. I'm just, as I told him, I was just getting into my final recovery stages from open heart surgery, so taking things as easy as I go along and doing easy things like going and sitting in a meeting where I don't have to do any heavy lifting and doing things like that and getting around sometimes. Like I got to go to a meeting tonight where I'm going to be singing for about an hour and a half. So things that I do to get build myself back up.
Just don't get ahead of yourself. Give you that piece of advice.
Doctors and my wife are all keeping very close watch on what I do and when I do it and how I do it. So I'm being watched about what I do. And so I take it easy and, you know, I don't do any heavy lifting or anything like that. So I'm just, like I said, the heaviest thing I picked up this morning was the notepad I took with me to the meeting.
Sounds reasonable. I'm new at this. less than 30 days as a tech. So we're trying to get out here and learn it.
They do it. You get out there and go at it and learn it and make your way up. So I've been a ham for about 35, 36, 37 years, something like that. So I've been doing enough of it to have gotten my extra license on it and all that. So I just haven't been on the air because my radio room is torn down right now. And got to get the building built in my new, where I now live with my new wife, and get the building built so I have room out back and set up all my HF rigs and get back on the air there.
You listen to my whole system right now.
A lot of us started out with just an HT, and that's what I started out with 36 years ago, I think it is now. 36 years ago I've been a ham. So, yeah, you do that and you get there and learn everything, and then you advance and pick up things and add more radios over the years, and I've done that. So I got radios all packed up because I had to store everything when I got married, and the place I was living in, I was moving out of, and it's up for sale, so the guy's getting ready to buy it from me. But, so eventually I'll get a building built and get my radios all set back up, then I'll be back on the air that way, too.
Go ahead and give me that call sign name again, please.
My call sign is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, WU2T. As my friends say, I am wound up too tight. So, but that's my current call. I've had that for about 10 years now, or a little better. But I used to have a 2x3 when I first got my license years ago. But I've changed it several times since then. WU2T Mobile, go ahead.
If you would come back with that name again.
Name is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and short for Russell. But, hopefully you got it that time.
Got it. All right, I'm going to jump off. I just heard you in there and want to holler, see if I can reach you over there. I'll talk to you next time. Carry on forward.
Another time. Take it easy. Have a good rest of the day. With Uniform 2 Tango Mobile. R0TR WU2T. Okay, WU2T Mobile.
CTD, I'll copy.
CTD, I only hear you when you talk, Wyatt.
Whoa, I'm almost to 6 mile now.
Just over here to where Regal Road intersects with Highway 290, or Duncan Highway, so I'm probably about 6 or 7 minutes away from home now.
That you went and got yourself married again?
Yep, back on Valentine's Day in February of this year.
Oh, okay, well, at least I'm not too far out. She's 20 years younger than you.
Turns out we're both the same age. She was married 55 years before her husband passed. I was married 45 years before my wife passed. So we figure we've got 100 years experience between the two of us.
Well, yeah, they killed yourselves at the yacht, but I guess that's a good thing. I'm coming up on 25.
Yep. We're both the same age, 3 weeks apart. And turned out we had a lot of common because when we both originally got married, in September of 1967. We both graduated from high school in 1965, her in Michigan and me in South Carolina. So, we've been going to the same church for 12 years. So, and, a lot going on with us here,
Church then?
Oh, yeah. I'd known her for church for a long while, and then the Spirit hit me, and I ended up asking her to go out and lunch with me a couple of times, and so things went from there. So, and then in October last year, I proposed to her right before the hurricane, and we got married on Valentine's Day this year.
See, glad to hear that.
We both needed somebody else, and it's working out, so we're doing our thing, and we're doing some travel. We went to California for a couple of weeks. We flew out there. We're going to fly up to Michigan for a week, so we got that coming up in August. And then we're going to start doing some traveling around as we go. Of course, I'm still recovering from my open heart surgery, so, you know, as things get better, as I get stronger, then we're going to start doing more things. We're both retired. We don't have to work. We've got things figured out, and so we're going to do travel. We're going to take train trips and things like that, or just get in the car and go someplace for a week or something. We don't know yet. And hopefully I'm going to go next July. We're going out to St. Louis, Missouri for a week-long barbershop convention.
So I think you're probably not going up to Waynesville on Saturday, huh?
Nope, not going to make Waynesville. I'd have to, I might feel like going, but somebody else would have to do the driving. That's a little bit far for me right now. The furthest I've gone was over to Furman University Saturday night for a concert over there. So, I'm just not going to push things beyond that point.
Not help either.
And indoors, my friend, indoors.
Downtown 6 miles. I don't know where it's 6 miles from, though.
Always a question. W2T Mobile. And you always wonder when you get 6 miles, I'm 6 miles from where? Yeah. And of course, it's always fun when you go to North South Carolina or you go to South North Carolina and trying to figure out where you are.
I thought there was a South North Carolina. Huh. I've been through North South Carolina a number of times. Nifty little Army Reserve base there.
Yep, I know where that is and all, so I've been there. Yeah, I've got a friend that told me it's not a big place up there, and it's not really a town with a zip code or anything like that. But he said there's a place up there, and they've got a sign out front that says this is South North Carolina. Go figure.
First time I ever went to North South Carolina was to watch with a record to film a bunch of people being dumb enough to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. It was an interesting experience. It was a night jump.
Well, I look at it this way. Why would you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane? You know, all I can do is do one of two things. You can either float down or... if things quit, you can fall down.
And what if the wings coming off? There's no reason to jump out of an airplane. Well, unless it's a plane that just drops like a rock anyway. But most of them can glide down.
What you mean? I'm in a bad spot for a second. I'll be back in a minute. W2T.
What bad spot coming up to? Get that for us, C2D Mobile.
Should be getting back in now. There's a place on this road, Anderson Mill Road over here. It comes off of Highway 290. Goes back over to Reeville Road. But there's a place over here where it dips down. And I cross a creek. And the access to the repeater is almost null this time of year because of all the tree limbs filled out. In the wintertime, it's not so bad. But this time, it is what it is. And they got a section over here where there used to be a farm, a nice farm over here, and they sold the land, and now they're planning to put 480 houses on this big chunk of land.
Goodness. I'm tired of people moving here. Why in the world, well, I know why they want to move here, but I wish they would quit moving here. All they do is they get in the road and they, stare off into oblivion while not driving.
About this. But yeah, they've got this whole area cleared now. They took it all down and they're starting to lay out. If you ever get over into this area and you get where Anderson Mill Road and Nazareth Church Road meet, you'll be able to look off to the left there and you'll see places to build homes and roads, and they've got all starting to put all the workings in for, you know, drainage ditches and all that other stuff. So, yeah, like I said, they're planning to put 480 houses in this area.
Mine said that, you know, if you don't build the houses, maybe they won't come.
No, they'll come here and then they'll buy a piece of land themselves and build two or three houses on it. One to live in and a couple to rent.
No, I just wish they would quit building and quit coming. No, I was talking to a planning commission guy one time. He's like, well, if we don't grow, then we'll stagnate. And it's like, yeah, but if you outgrow your infrastructure, all you have is a lot of angry citizens.
More tax dollars, but you don't get enough to be able to make the place better. And also, anyway, well, I'm about to make the turn down into my subdivision over here, and got to stop at the mailbox and check the mail when I go down. And good to talk to you, Wyatt. And I called Tom's house earlier and left him a message. He hasn't called me back. I've been trying to get him for the last 3 weeks once I got up and about and got better. So, anyway, you have it. Take it easy. Be careful out there on the road. KJ4CTD, W2T73.
Hey, Rusty, that's about the right time. I'm getting ready to go downhill. It's good talking to you, and we'll talk to you later. KJ4CTD, short time mobile.